This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Resource Centre on Enterprise with me, Audrey Raj. Now, our friends from MAGIC, or the Malaysian Global Innovation and Creativity Centre, are back with us in the studio again. And this time, they're here to tell us about the launch of two Corporate Entrepreneurship Responsibility Programs, or CER programs, to drive private sector involvement in Malaysia's entrepreneurship development. So the first is called MAGIC CER Circle and the other MAGIC Activate. Interesting. And Ashran Dato' Ghazi, Chief Executive Officer of MAGIC, is here with us to share the details of the program because it's that important. And of course, the program's progress and why it is important for corporates and the private sector to, like we mentioned earlier, actively participate in developing Malaysia's entrepreneurship ecosystem and drive national innovation. Good morning, Ashran.
Good morning.
You're nice.
How are
and
you?
Smiley today.
Not just today, hopefully.
So, okay, before we begin, what is the CER program?
Well, as you nicely put it just now, the aspiration is to get corporate involvement into entrepreneurship development. And when we use the word corporate, people tend to think it's the large brands only.
Yeah.
It's actually larger than that. It's actually any organization who wants to be involved or part of that journey of the entrepreneurship development ecosystem, essentially. Mm. The corporate term is just loosely used as an easy identifier. But the aim is to get pretty much other businesses to be involved in that process.
Okay, and I know MAGIC strongly feels Malaysian companies especially should be excited about the CER program and be interested in getting in on this.
Right.
Why is this so beneficial for Malaysian companies?
Well, so let's look at the corporate side or even the SMEs within this space, essentially. Now, the country has always been asking for more organizations to be more innovative. Mm. Right. So if you take the larger companies who are also very well acknowledged that, disruptions are happening around them.
Yes, it's the way of the world.
And the need for speed is also very important. So while some of them or these larger organizations have R&D units or innovation labs or units within their company, but the touch point to startups or entrepreneurial community is important within that equation also in order to get speed. Right, because otherwise they'll probably be trapped within what they've been used to for many years within their business. So that's the aspect on why we think it's important for corporations. On the flip side, if you're talking about SMEs, right, especially the medium upwards, who also needs to be ready for new things that's happening down the road. But the reality is then that most SMEs don't have innovation hits, don't have R&D units. So how do we solve this particular problem? Because government can throw in incentives to get companies to do training programs to be more innovative, could throw in funding mechanisms and all these things through. But if you don't set in another support system to ensure that they're able to do that, then you won't get SMEs that's going to be innovative. And the chances are, I mean, being an entrepreneur myself, the innovation ideas are coming on from the founders. And when they go back to their team, who, when you talk about SMEs, the core thrust has always been making sure I can survive, I can sustain, I can manage my cash flow. So they're very bogged down with daily operations.
And then now you want to talk about innovation?
Correct. And, even if I take my shoes last time, well, that's important. In the heads of the founder or the CEO is always on anticipating new things that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. But for them to execute this and to go back to their team, it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
Right? So what we're providing here essentially is an environment that they could actually go out and harness the creativity juices coming out from new startups, coming out from entrepreneurs who have new aspirations and so forth, and see whether collaborations could happen or not. And we think that if we're able to make this into a movement large enough, right? At the end of the day, we'll be able to achieve an environment that there is a more sustainable entrepreneurship ecosystem that is fueled by market, that is then innovated by new startups and entrepreneurs.
Okay, so now let's get down to the details. Tell us a bit about Tell us a bit about the CR Circle and Magic Activate.
So CR Circle is where we bring together organizations, corporates or SMEs who's interested to join in this journey, right? Mm. And that gives them a platform to share knowledge and for us to also share best practices to these guys. Because while sectors like the telco or the banking sector is a bit more savvy or forward moving with regards to this kind of engagement, other sectors are not so savvy as yet.
Give me some examples.
Well, you're talking about the property players, for instance, who needs to look at new ways of doing things. Even media companies, you know, while people talk about digitalization on things and using the internet and so forth, but what is it else that you can do? So while within the organization could have ideas in terms of where they're anticipating things for, again, it's about harnessing the larger communities out there. So the CR Circle then provides this safe environment for all companies to come together, kind of share their experiences a little bit. If they can collaborate, all the better. But that's why we're serving it as a platform for these organizations. And once we've done this engagement, then it depends on the companies, right? Mm-hmm. To what extent do they want to take the path? So it could be as basic as them getting involved in mentorship. It could be as basic in them. But at the end of the day, while those things are fine, companies being companies also have bottom line to think of, right? So hence, you've got to blend together the organizational strategies with the intent of wanting to do good, the intent of wanting to incorporate entrepreneurs and kind of guide and mentor them also. So we think that by aligning their strategic goals and the aspirations of potentially the entrepreneurs and startups, it becomes a nice fit, and that the relationship can be a long-term relationship as opposed to a very short-term project-oriented relationship. So that's the CR Circle component, right? The Activate component is the activation process to ensure the loop gets closed.
So right. Is it like a one step followed by another step?
It's almost, yeah, it's almost in parallel to some extent. So anyone who has interest but not sure yet, they could come on board the CR Circle as long as there's intent.
Right.
Because you understand that sometimes the organization needs to convince upper management and so forth to kind of do that shift. Mm. For the Activate component, right, what we've done is actually set up a platform. It's an online platform. That allows organizations to post challenges for entrepreneurs or startups to actually solve them.
Oh.
So once we get a company on board, right, so our team will actually be sitting down with organizations and say, look, which areas are you looking at? Is it a challenge area or is it a strategic goal? So they could be in, for instance, one of our corporate partners that has posed a challenge, IGM. So they manage ports too, right? So one of their challenges is like they're looking for solutions that can embody a port of the future type environment. So what we do is we help them articulate that framing well enough, not too specific, but not too broad either, so that it allows different types of ideas to flow in, right? And then we put that challenge on the platform and we connect that challenge to entrepreneurs, at the very least, regional. So the promise to companies like IGM, for instance, is that they are harnessing the creative juices of entrepreneurs, not just within Malaysia, but around the region. We also open it. Actually, it's not limited to the region, but we've got ASEAN set of entrepreneurship within Magic.
Right.
So that's the core that we're pretty much solid and quite have confidence on. But theoretically, they could be solved by anyone around the globe. And this is important because what we took time was to appreciate the challenges that corporations would face within their organization and getting this on board. Mm. So if we were to restrict to just have Malaysian entrepreneurs solving them, then while we may have good solutions, then the psychology as they bring up at their management committees or the board level is like, so is this the best that we have? Mm. But if they were to be able to go back to their boards and say, you know what, we've harvested startup ideas from around the region at the very least, right? And the best one comes from Malaysia, the best one comes from whatever country, then the comfort level is there. Because at the end of the day, for these organizations, they want to have the comfort level that they've exhausted efforts to come up with the best ideas. And that's very important. So understanding that dynamics is where we kind of harvested also what we have as strengths before, And kind of mesh it up with a proposition to the corporations. Because at the end of the day, they need to make sense of the things that they're doing here. So IGM is one example. We've got Media Prima Labs that came on board to look at a few specific things that fits in within their larger strategies. We've got Sunway Ventures, for instance, who posted a challenge to look at autonomous solutions. So this kind of things allows corporations to actually look and tap into the talent pool of startups and entrepreneurs that has solutions that kind of fit whatever they want and perhaps even tweak some of those into their requirements. But what we make sure also, to be fair to both sides of the equation, right, is we want to make sure that every challenge has a closed loop. It cannot be just a challenge and then let me see what else I can do with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, to be fair to the startups and entrepreneurs. So anyone who comes on board actually would come into three types of commitment or potential commitments. They either come in to say, you know, we're willing to give a pilot contract out to kind of test out whatever it is that they're doing. We're willing to give an innovation prize for coming up with a brilliant idea to actually do certain things. Or some of them who have evolved into strategic investments or wanting to move towards being a corporate VC will say, we don't mind putting in some seed investments in it. So any companies who come on board the Magic Activate platform would need to commit at least in some of these areas so that as you post the challenge out, right, the level of credibility from closing the loop is also there. Because otherwise, the startups will naturally feel, okay, if I share this, then what happens next?
Yeah.
And the behavior of startups, also, if you understand them well enough, they always have concern in terms of, I want to deal with these large corporations. Are they going to take my ideas? Are they going to do this? So that commercial arrangement is actually very important. So our role at Magic is, at the moment, program management from end to end, from talking to the corporations, refining that challenge for them, putting it on the platform, curating the right startups, filtering them, and essentially presenting them back to the organizations to close the loop.
When we come back, Magic CEO Ashran Dato' Ghazi talks to us about the potential capital their CER program could raise to drive entrepreneurship development in the country. Resource Center will be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Barcelona, Fiorentina, Manchester United. BFM 89.9.
You're still listening to Resource Center on Enterprise with me, Audrey Raj, CEO of the Malaysian Global Innovation and Creativity Center, better known as MAGIC. Ashran Dato' Ghazi is with us today, and we're talking about MAGIC's two new Corporate Entrepreneurship Responsibility Programs, or CER programs, the MAGIC CER Circle and MAGIC Activate, which the company hopes will drive private sector involvement in Malaysia's entrepreneurship development.
Well, how we've started to date is that we've been lucky enough to get companies or corporations who have the same wavelength as us, who have that kind of aspirations through. And I'm also quite enthused that as we are meeting more people, there's a new market segment that we didn't think of before, which are system integrator companies. So systems integration companies, right, be it you're in the IT space, in the clean tech space, are pretty much guys who take solutions from other people and packages them and then sell them to a particular client, right? But the few that has come back to us have expressed an interest because they said, look, moving forward, they know SI business is going to be challenging. Everyone will have a similar product. So how am I going to compete later on to actually address this? So what they're taking the step now and working with us is to say, Ashran, can we work with Magic to identify new startups that could be part of our company so that we could actually go to our clients, whom most of the SI companies have existing client base. They can upsell new products and services, which hopefully are new solutions within those sectors. So that gives the system integration level companies a slight edge over other competitors who's actually pretty much taking other products from other principals and kind of pushing this through. So that's another market segment that we are quite hopeful for. It's a long journey, no doubt. It's a, we're you know, kicked off this end last year to give education during our Global Entrepreneurship Community event. It was a corporate startup collaboration 101 to just give that framing to everyone. It took us about 7 to 8 months to actually be able to activate the first challenge out there. And that's a good movement through. And we're getting from larger companies as a first step, because we wanted to make sure that we are able to address this MNC-type organizations, that if you're able to build stress test that, then as you trickle this down, then it should be quite solid for us to pull this through. Because again, from a country level point of view, right, the aspiration is to get more SMEs. So if you go to magicactivate.com right now, you probably see the large brands there, the Media Prima, and companies may say, oh man, it's probably not too relevant to me. But it is not limited to that. And what we tell people as a general baseline to companies, so that they kind of gauge whether they, if they are willing to commit about 50,000 ringgit, right, either for a seat, a pre-seed, for a POC as an innovation prize, or even as a pilot contract, then they technically qualify to be part of the game. And then we can work with them to kind of see how they could harvest pretty much startups and entrepreneurs that has new ideas, new ways in doing things in terms of fitting it within that equation. And so, you know, from a journey point of view, right? So imagine if you got 10,000 SMEs even, that's willing to put about 50,000 ringgit. Can you imagine the kind of pre-seed capital that is going to fuel the startups out there? And it's not just fueling from what people think is a hypothesis or an idea from the air. It's actually fueling things that is a player in the market that says there is a need for this. Right, so either they sometimes consume it themselves, or sometimes companies, like I said, the green tech guys or the clean tech guys are saying, you know what, I may not be the end customer, but I have end customers that's looking for solutions. But I want to bring new stuff. I want to bring new value to my end customers, and that's our goal at it. So it's a long journey, but we're hoping to accelerate this process, and we're not just stopping with Malaysian companies. Right, so we've got GLCs on board. We have got entrepreneur-led organizations like Sunway and IGM. I categorize as entrepreneur-led organizations. But we're also looking at companies outside Malaysia to be able to pose this kind of challenges to a global talent pool, naturally focusing within ASEAN, either as a two-pronged approach, as a market entry approach into ASEAN, and also an innovative approach. So we are talking to some associations within the region to kind of run a campaign at a regional level. And if we're able to pull this off, right? So we've been socializing the idea of, let's get, you know, 10 businesses who wants to transform, who wants to innovate, who wants to look at new businesses within their sector, perhaps, that they would have some strengths on, and see whether they're willing to commit. So in USD terms, maybe 10,000 USD. If we're able to pull this off, right, on a 10 businesses posing a challenge at all 10 ASEAN countries, can you imagine you've got 100 challenges out there? And these are real business challenges with demand. And then if you flip that backwards, right, and you throw that challenge back to the ASEAN startup community, then you are studying an environment where a Malaysian startup could potentially solve a Thai problem. A Filipino startup could solve Indonesian problem, because the reality in the entrepreneurship ecosystem is that sometimes a startup within a particular country can't find or the country's ecosystem within that particular vertical is not ready to adopt yet, but maybe another country is ready.
Yeah.
So why don't we give that opportunity? Because then otherwise it takes too long for that startup in a particular country to actually get that traction, right? But if suddenly a Malaysian startup sees, hey, there's a Thai problem there, somebody needs that, I'll go head on with anyone because I think I've got a better solution. Then, you know, you're almost reframing how we do ASEAN integration, if you ask me. You're almost reframing how you do entrepreneurship development, because there's that slight potential right now that a startup's first client could be non-local, coming from the outside. And that's exciting to me.
Yeah, it would be exciting for the startup too.
Exactly, right? So we're working hard on this, and we're trying to get communities around the region to kind of, once you get this kind of formalized, we will do another announcement to everyone to kind of see whether this happens or not. But, you know, like most things, when you're working from an ecosystem play, you can champion the cause, but you need everyone within the space to kind of actually play ball together.
Yeah.
And again, we're quite fortunate that we're able to find companies who shares the same aspiration. And that's the only reason why we're able to curate about 20 companies on board the CR Circle right now. Mm. We're ramping up that process further. And that's the reason why we could actually activate about 8-9 challenges on the get-go. And we're getting the rest to come on board slowly as we reach year end. And hopefully then, you know, get even more SMEs involved. It's going to be a whole set of challenges there. But I think it will be an exciting challenge nevertheless.
And how do interested companies get in on this? Is there like a website they can go to? I know you mentioned Magic
Activate. Yes, yes. So all they need to do is go to magicactivate.com, right? So for corporations who's interested, there's a little button there that says, you know, I'm interested, and they can go in. Mm-hmm. And then our team will connect with them and kind of see whether it's suitable or not, and how can we do that conversion process from where they are ask us into posting a challenge that could be beneficial back to them. And that's all that's in it from an activating point of view. Mm-hmm. But what's more important, you know, to all the audiences and listeners out there who's running businesses today, right? You just need to address two things. As long as you've got the heart to want to change, to want to look at new things, right? And you're willing to put a little bit of money, not much, you know, 50,000 ringgit, not from a charitable point of view, but from ensuring longevity of your business is really a small investment to kickstart with, mm-hmm. right? If business owners out there come with that framing, then that journey becomes an easier journey. So we don't force feed anyone because it has to come with the heart. Once it comes with the heart, right, the opportunities that presents to them becomes limitless. And again, it's our aspiration at Magic. We're blessed and lucky to some extent that we've got solid players right now that's supporting us. And we do look forward for more, and it becomes almost like a movement that kind of changes how the entrepreneurship landscape shifts its play.
All right. You heard it from the man himself. I've been speaking with CEO of Magic, Ashran Dato' Ghazi, on the launch of two corporate entrepreneurship responsibility programs to drive private sector involvement in Malaysia's entrepreneurship development. For more information on these programs and Magic, head on over to mymagic.my. My name is Audrey Raj. You've been listening to Resource Centre on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.